I think one of the good things in the last year is that Ireland, together with Spain, has significantly increased its foreign aid budget and has really led the way and shown the G8 that it's possible, even in the face of difficult economic times, to deliver the promises that you've made. You know, if Ireland can increase its aid, if Spain can increase its aid, so can France, so can Germany, and so can the UK. And that's a clear signal to them to keep their promises.
So, Max, could you start off maybe just going back to basics and tell us why there is such a food crisis?
There are a number of reasons there's a food crisis. The main one that we're seeking to highlight is the huge impact of US biofuels. So the US is turning a lot of their corn production over to fuel, and that means there's less corn on the market. There are lots of other longer-term reasons. The lack of investment in agriculture is very important, particularly in Africa. But the immediate problem and the immediate main cause of the price shock is this biofuel issue. So we need the US to move away from biofuels as quickly as possible.
And yet biofuels were seen as the answer for the lack of fossil fuels.
Indeed, biofuels are presented very much as the answer to getting around oil. But in fact, sadly, that's not the case at all. The costs in terms of the energy used in providing and producing biofuels are so high that in fact you use as much energy to produce them as you actually derive from them. It's much more about the US farm lobby looking for another reason to be subsidized by government. So it's really about special interests using their biofuels as an excuse for subsidies. And that's having a dramatic impact on food prices worldwide, which have driven almost 100 million people into poverty already.
And I mean, like you said, there's 100 million people going to be driven into poverty. Is it going to get worse if it continues?
If there is no turnaround on the biofuels issue, it's almost certain that the food crisis or food prices will continue to rise because there's legislation in place in both the EU and the US to increase the amount of fuel coming from these sources. So the pressure on food prices is set to increase, not decrease.
It's very short-sighted. It's a very short-sighted goal.
The use of biofuels is incredibly short-sighted. As is the breaking of aid promises. I mean, a desperately poor world is a desperately angry world. We've already seen riots worldwide. We've seen insecurity, as well as people being pushed into poverty. It really would not cost the G8 much to tackle this problem, but the long-term costs of ignoring it or being so short-termist are highly dangerous. The G8, over the last 6 months, have managed to mobilise $1 trillion, that's $1,000 billion, to bail out their own banks to tackle the credit crunch. And yet they can't even find the $50 billion that they promised Gleneagles in 2005 at the G8 then in increases in aid. Oxfam predicts that the $50 billion they promised, we're lucky if we'll see $20 billion of it. So it just shows what their priorities lie. They're far happier helping banks than they are helping starving people.
And why is there such a reluctance to help?
I think the G8 only respond to significant public pressure. And when they have acted in the past, it has made a difference. They're facing domestic woes. The economic situation is bleaker than it has been for many years. And that's being used as an excuse not to act. So Oxfam and many other activists here in Japan very keen to make it clear to them that they won't be able to get away with breaking these promises.
And what are you looking for? What are you hoping to get aside from the promised aid? Is there anything more that you're hoping for?
Two things we could get out. We could get a significant climb down on the biofuels issue, so recognition by the EU and particularly the Americans that biofuels are having a very negative effect on the food price rises and pushing many millions back into poverty. And the second thing we could see is a recommitment of the promises. We know from leaks of the communique that currently the promises made to Africa have been left out. We need to see them put back in. We need to see clear timetables to deliver the increases in money that are required and were promised by the G8.